All right, and we are going to move to the Division of Wildlife Action Items at this time. And just for those following along, we are going to handle all of the action items for during today's meeting. So items 14 through 17 we will take up. In addition, we will do the Division and Park and Recreation action items 24 and 25 as well. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief again. You know, I wanted to say something really quick at the last item. I said at the beginning there's no change in its second round proposal. I meant for the WRA. There's some folks really listening today, so I wanted to make sure I clarified that. We did have the amendments, of course, that you acted on. So anyways, make me feel better. Thank you, Madam Chair. So the next item on your agenda is the Mountain Goat Action Plan. You'll recall that we presented this at your January Commission meeting. Chad Lehman gave us an overview of the plan and kind of where we sit with that draft action plan. We did put that out for public input. That's been posted to our website. There were some comments that we received, and in reviewing those, there seemed to be a bit of confusion alongside of the Bighorn Sheep proposal that we have. In general, the comments that were in regards to the Mountain Goat Plan seemed to be in regards to us opening the mountain goat season. And in fact, we didn't. The commission took action to keep the mountain goat season closed. And so I think there was some confusion, like I said, with the Bighorn Sheep proposal. Nonetheless, we've looked at those comments and considered those, but it didn't cause us to make any changes to that draft Mountain Goat Action Plan. And so with that, I'd certainly take any questions or have some discussion on the plan, but if there's none, then I would ask, Madam Chair, that the Commission please adopt the Mountain Goat Action Plan, and we'll put that in place.
Very good. Any questions, comments on the Mountain Goat Action Plan? Commissioner Beese.
Is there any plans of maybe transplanting more mountain goats to get our share or shore our population up a little bit? And if we do that, you know, that herd there in Spearfish Canyon is growing a little bit, but would we have plans of maybe implementing more in there? Because it's getting to be quite a viewing station. People like seeing them up there, and it seems like if they're living there, it's pretty must have good habitat for them there. And then the other ones would, I suppose, would be around the Mount Rushmore area, Battle Creek area, if we did bring any more mountain goats in.
Through the chair, Commissioner Beese, yeah, thank you for that. And of course, we did talk about that at the last meeting about the transplants that have occurred previously. I'm trying my memory here, but I think 2008 and 2013 seem to stick in my head. We brought them from Colorado and then Utah. Just to give them a shot in the arm. And so there's a number of things that we think are going on with the mountain goat population. Habitat is probably first and foremost. Mountain goats really like rocky, steep cliffs, open kind of terrain. And with that primary area being Mount Rushmore, the Black Elk Wilderness area, those areas in the Black Hills, we're seeing a lot of those ponderosa pines come back, a lot of that canopy fill in. And so that habitat is starting to close in. So I would say that's first and foremost, but there's other things like predation, genetics, things of that nature. So it is possible that in the future we might like to put a different bloodline on top of these and bring some more mountain goats in. So I think that's certainly an option. I did want to talk real quick. You mentioned the Spearfish Canyon and that group there, which is great, right? And talk about that viewing opportunity again. There's lots of people taking pictures of them, making trips up there just to see those mountain goats. They stand right next to the road and up on the cliffs next to the road. So a lot of great opportunity there. If you go back in time and look at the history of what Game Fish and Barks has done with mountain goats, we did actually try to transplant mountain goats in Spearfish Canyon back in the 60s, as I recall. They stayed there for a while and then ended up kind of blinking out. Not sure why that is. We suspect maybe some disease issues, possibly predation, but just not sure, and it wasn't well documented back then. So the fact that they're doing so well in there now is kind of making us scratch our head and wonder, you know, what's different now that they're doing so well than back in the 60s there. So I think we'll continue to monitor that and evaluate some of the issues. So we do have goats that are getting in people's yards and causing some problems. Certainly they're crossing the road and, creating a bit of a vehicle hazard at times. Now, I would argue that that's because some people aren't following the speed limit and driving a little bit outside of the conditions. But things like that we need to consider before we start thinking about putting more goats, at least in Spearfish Canyon. But I do think that Commissioner Beese, that's on the list and certainly an option for us in the future if it makes sense to bring them in.
Additional questions, comments? We do need a motion to adopt the Mountain Goat Action Plan. Moved by Commissioner Beese. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of adopting the Mountain Goat Action Plan signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, it is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir.